7:40 on this Friday morning. Well, all kinds of heroes are emerging during the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Doctors, nurses, of course, but also, and this isn't a stretch, people who work at your local grocery store. These are people who are deemed essential. We need our groceries. And for a lot of us, this is the only trip outside the home we're taking is to go to the store to stock up on supplies. Something pretty extraordinary has happened at Neiman's Market in St. Clair, and I want to talk about it. We've got Brian Neiman from Neiman's Market on the line with us right now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jerry Mason from the St. Clair area on the line with us as well. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Paul.
Brian, I want to talk with you. How hard has it been to keep the shelves stocked during this time?
It has been amazingly difficult. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. It put such a strain on the distribution chain. It was crazy. We were hunting products from any supplier, anywhere we could find it. It has been a challenge. It's starting to relax a little bit now, but those first 2 weeks were incredible. It was nuts.
I bet they were. And obviously the panic buying didn't help. People hoarding all kinds of things. But the other thing is, everybody's home all day, every day. So we're not eating out. We're not doing the kind of things that we used to do. So we really rely on those groceries a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing that still customers are buying more per visit. So the average basket size is up a lot, which is, goes to show you they're not going out as much, but they're definitely buying more. And everybody's home, kids. So you've got to keep those kids fed during the day when they're home. And I can only imagine. I've got three. They all seem to eat more than we can bring in at a time. So it's crazy. So it is definitely an interesting history type situation we're in right now.
So keeping the shelf stocked has been a challenge on two fronts. One is finding the product, and two, finding the people to stock the shelves. And this is where I was kind of blown away when I saw this post on Facebook the other day. And Jerry, maybe you can pick up the story from here.
When you'd go to Neiman's, you have to understand something. Paul, I met you on the air with Brian Neiman at Neiman's Family Market when it was freezing cold, when Neiman's was hosting bell ringing for the Salvation Army. I don't know if you remember that, but
we were
all sitting in a live broadcast in the cafeteria. Neiman's is a place that just does so much for the community. And when I went down there, because my wife told me what was going on, I went down there and I could see, one, that they needed to get some stock on the shelves, and two, just from the staff, you could tell that they were tired, and there's some stress there. And I thought to myself, we got to do something to help these people. And the Coghlans had done it, had gone down and volunteered to help stock Bob McLaren. And I told Kathy, the store manager, I said, hey, you guys are always there for us. How about it's time we're here for you? And there was a lot of people in St. Clair who feel that way. And so when they got a great big truck in, the word got out, and the St. Clair police came, Chief Raker, his wife Elaine, Officer Alul, and Officer Schroll, and my brother and his wife. Anyway, we brought about 10. We had 29 volunteers out, and we just started working and stocking shelves. We kept our social distancing. There was gloves, hand sanitizer, and all that kind of a thing. We did take a group picture briefly because we felt we needed to commemorate it, but the community, everybody in the community just felt the same way, and so we were there for Neiman's, and we'll continue to be there for Neiman's and for the community in St. Clair to pitch in and help out.
Brian, what does that tell you about the community?
It's hard to describe how you, as a business owner, you feel when something like that happens for you. And it is remarkable. It's caring. It's people at their best. It's just an amazing feeling, and I couldn't be more blessed to live in this community, work in this community. And ever since we started this store back in 08, we have felt that way, and they showed it to this week and last week. And the people have been amazing, so helpful, so caring. It's a it is a remarkable thing. It's a remarkable area, and we're blessed to be here. And I can't thank those people enough. My staff can't thank them enough, and ultimately, I can't thank my staff enough on an everyday basis for what they're doing. And they're working incredibly hard. And you get, I think it was about 29 pallets that we got when we first opened the store, just to fill it up. And we got another 30 pallets the other night. Jeez. And these guys showed up, and they showed out. They worked, and they got that thing back. We got it almost all up that night, and it was just remarkable. And I am truly blessed to live here. And these people are amazing, and I can't thank them enough. My staff can't thank them enough, they're just awesome.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic story. It just kind of blows me away to think about how the community rallies together like that. Brian, how else are things different? Obviously, the supply chain is bogged down. You're having a hard time keeping things on the shelves. What are other different things that you and your staff have to do at the store right now?
Some of the things that we're doing is just, obviously keeping everything clean. And so some of the things that we implemented pretty quickly was that, and this I give a lot of credit to Kathy, the store director, Kathy Pizzo. We're doing a take five. So 3 to 4 times an hour, Kathy gets on the PA and tells everyone to just take five. So you finish with your last customer. And if you're in a department, you just go wash your hands. You take 5 minutes. You take a deep breath. We stop putting customers' groceries on the belt up front. We wash it all down. We clean it all down. So we're constantly doing that 3 to 4 times an hour. And it's just a good breather and a good reminder for everybody in the store. Just to take a deep breath, relax. We've installed, as of yesterday, in all 4 of our stores, we put hand washing stations outside as you enter the store so people can remember to wash their hands when they come in. And then, we've installed plastic guards in most of the stores, and we're getting those up as quickly as we can. So it's a different world. Yeah. It's a unique situation that we're trying to do and keep everybody safe and clean and the store clean. Work to see what we need and when we need it, and remembering to take that 5 minutes every couple hours or every half hour or so to just recharge yourself and think about what you were up against. So those are some of the big things. The supply chain obviously was a challenge, but it's just amazing to see what people are doing out there for each other, not just in our stores but everywhere across the country. And it shows you what kind of country and what kind of people we live with, when things get crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it really says a lot about the community. And Jerry, when you said, all the things that Neiman's has done for the community, you wanted to pitch back in and help them.
Paul, our country, the United States of America, is an idea. It's not a people group. It's not a landmass. It's really not a religion. It is a divinely inspired country. There's no doubt about it. But America's an idea, and what you're seeing across the country at Neiman's Family Market, the big corporations converting to ventilators, the volunteerism, is called American exceptionalism, where people just do things and innovate and create and pitch in and help people. Individuals, because we believe that everyone counts, that every individual counts, and it's right, it's true. Each and every one of us are made in the image of Almighty God, and we do count, and you can make a difference. So individual people in the community are coming together and pitching in to make things better for everyone and to give everyone hope. And that's what America's about, and that's why we'll beat this virus. And I'm reminded of two things when I get up in the morning that give me hope. And as long as people have hope, you can continue on. It's number one, God's in control of everything. And number two, American exceptionalism will get us through.
Good words. Let's end on that high note. We appreciate it so much, Jerry, your time. And Brian, thank you. Hang in there, Brian. We will get through this. And thanks for all that you're doing.
We love Neiman's Market, and the community's there for Neiman's, just like Neiman's is there for the community, and the staff knows that, and Brian knows it. Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for what you're doing out there, Paul, keeping everybody informed.
Hey,
really appreciate you.
You guys hang in there, too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Be safe. Thanks.